looking back at the world from another level, you know what I mean?
Multiple gunshots to the block, the fun stops. Instance calling cops, people shot, nobody stop. I wonder when the world stopped. Came in last night, two kids shot, while the whole block staring. I will never understand this society. But they try to murder me, then they lie to me. Product of a John Reed, all my homies John Reed. They had a little baby's craze, raised on fantasy. Tell me when my enemies flee when they see me. Believe me, even thugs gotta learn to take it easy. Listen, through intimacy, search your heart for a plan. Turn it bad boys to grown man. It's on again, I give a holler to my niggas in the darkest corners. Roll a perfect blunt and let me spark it for you. One love from a thug, I get rolling with a posse full of paranoid drug dealers. To the end, my friends, I'm seeing nothing but my dreams coming true. While I'm staring at the world through my rear view. I'm seeing nothing but my dreams coming true. While I'm staring at the world through my rear view. They got me staring at the world through my rear view. Go ahead, baby, scream to God, he can't hear you. I can feel your heart beating fast, cause it's time to die. Getting high, watching time fly. It's all my mother's. I'm staring at the world through my rear view. Go ahead, baby, scream to God, he can't hear you. I can feel your heart beating fast, cause it's time to die. We getting high, watching time fly. All my mother's.
We're live here on the Tony Sands Show with the University of Kansas coach, Dave Beatty. Coach, it's a pleasure to have you on the show. How you doing?
Man, are you kidding me? The pleasure's mine. I am talking to the tuxedo Tony Sands. Are you kidding me?
Man, listen. Let me tell you, man, it's been a pleasure to sit and watch you guys still compete in spite of what's going on, and the guys are still fighting for a win. Coach, I've been hearing that you've been in the South Florida area. Give me an idea of what's bringing you here to South Florida.
Well, Tony, as you know, man, I mean, you kind of hailing from that area and knowing it like you do, you know, I don't have to tell you, some of the finest athletes in the country are right there in that area. Right, they're probably within 100 miles of you right now. And obviously, we need to be able to gain the services of men like that to help us take this program back to where it was when you were here, where it was when I was here, and get it to the level that it needs to be at. The secret's always been in great players, and South Florida is rich in talent, and we've got to be able to go down there and get help from guys like you to be able to get this thing back to where we need it.
Of course, Coach. I mean, listen, and I'm hearing that you guys are down here looking at running backs, but we're going to figure out what we got to do to get that back on. But one thing I can say is that you guys are steady fighting for the win. You guys are steady fighting to get the win done. Steady fighting to get these wins. What are you telling these guys, Coach, to make them keep fighting week in and week out?
You know, we talk all the time about what it means to be a Jayhawk, and one of the biggest things we think it means to be a Jayhawk is to be tough. And to be tough means to be not only mentally tough and physically tough, but you got to be tough enough to understand that the sum of a war is its individual battles. And we say and we tell our kids all the time that the way you take the field says a lot about your team. The way you block field goals after they cross your goal line says a lot about your team. The way that you practice, whether you win or lose, says a lot about you as a man and our team. And as Jayhawks, the one thing that we said that we can always control is how we fight. And we don't even talk about quitting because it's not in our vocabulary. We talk about we will fight till that clock expires, and later if we have to. So our kids understand that. And, Tony, the greatest thing that I can say about our team this year is we had great senior leadership. I know we didn't win any games at all, and I get that. But I'll tell you this, the great thing for us was when you walked out to practice, there's no way you could have said, hey, man, this team has not won a game. I mean, you would think that we were a bowl-eligible team by the way these guys practiced. And I got to take my hat off to our staff and our kids because they enjoyed what they did every day. I think that's part of it.
Coach, and that's one thing I like that I'm seeing. You guys are study fighting, because it reminded me when I went to the University of Kansas and I left out of there as a winner. But I had a coach that was instilling the right things in me to make me a winner, to make me believe that one day when I leave here, we can be winners. And that's what happened. So it's a pleasure anytime, Coach. I'm here in South Florida, and I'm always repping the University of Kansas. I know you are there, and I know the job is going to be done the right way it's supposed to be done.
Well, I appreciate it, Tony. And listen, for all you guys that are listening down there, if you really understood who Tony Sands is, he really cares about kids. And I had the pleasure of being able to coach his son, Deshaun, who was a tremendous player for us as well. But this guy was really the real deal, y'all. Really the real deal. And, Tony, I know you can't say it. I mean, this guy, he won't say it up there, but I'm telling you, he's number two on our all-time rushing list here with 3,788 yards. I mean, he still owns several records here. And, Tony, I just appreciate your help, man. And I'm coming to South Florida when the recruiting calendar opens up here in January, so I can't wait to see you, buddy.
Hey, Coach, I can't wait to see you. It's a pleasure to have you here on the Tony Sands Show. We're going to go to a quick commercial break. That was the University of Kansas, my alma mater. Head coach, hey, Betty. Coach, hey, when you get here, hit me up and
you
get me going. Jayhawk, KU.
You go, buddy. All right.
All right, buddy. All right, we're going to head to a quick commercial break, and we're going to try to get Michael Irvin on the line. Doug, you hear me? Yes, let's call Michael Irvin back. You ready? Okay.
No, let me give you this. 214. 4490.
Live here on the Tony Sands Show. Kelsey, listen, Michael Irvin is coming on. We did have technical difficulties, but it does not stop the Tony Sands Show from rolling. We are here at Tilt the Kilt in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. We're waiting on the playmaker himself, Michael Irvin, to come on the air. Mike was in the middle of catching the plane, so that's why we had to bring him on at the top of the hour versus the back end of the hour. Mike is a busy man, and guys, it's a pleasure anytime you can get a star-studded cast like Michael Irvin, Warren Sapp. When you can get these guys on the air, it's a pleasure. Hey, I'm trying to see if my producer, have you got Michael Irvin on the air at this time?
Yeah. You know, it's a big night tonight, and we have a Monday night matchup between our own South Florida professional team, our organization down here, the Miami Dolphins, and we're looking to do it big here tonight with our guest, special guest, Michael Irvin, and Warren Sapp going to check in with us. We're going to talk a little bit with Warren about what's going on with him and also with Michael Irvin. And, Tony, we're looking to have a ball tonight.
Yes. State championship, South Florida makes a clean sweep here in the state of Florida. Planning Central, Booker T, and what? My alma mater, Frank Thomas Aquinas, makes a clean sweep
the
of the
Raiders.
State.
The Raiders.
Makes a clean sweep of the state.
Raider Nation. Raider Nation is definitely in the building here, folks. We have all of the state championship coaches here, and we have with us a guest.
Yes, when I talk about a guest, this is a guest. He's been around St. Thomas for years. Now he is a dean at St. Thomas. Dean Bill Sider is going to join the Tony Sands Show. He's going to talk about some of the things he's doing at St. Thomas to make St. Thomas what it is and how it has become the program that it has become. And he also knows Michael Irvin. So we're trying to see, have we been able to get Michael Irvin on the line at this time? That's 0344. Yeah, he's probably, Michael, and we're trying to see, we'll probably try to get him at the top of the hour when he, at the back of the hour when he ran. But let's talk to Coach Bill Sardi. Coach, listen. Hey, listen, we're going to, Coach, Dean, I don't know which one to call you because you've been so instrumental on both sides of St. Thomas Aquinas program from the administration now, but when you were in the trenches with St. Thomas Aquinas, what are some of the things in the weight room and some of the things that you see now that are different from when you was a coach to now being in administration?
Well, I just think, you know, I want to talk about some things that are the relationships that we have in the weight room and on the football field amongst the players and our coaches. That's the most important thing, the bond that we have and the purpose that we have to keep on pushing this thing forward. You know, a thing that you established, Tony, you know, when you were there and you were a part of, we just want to make sure that we all do our part to keep on building, you know, on the foundation that Coach Smith built. So in terms of what we do, yeah, some things have changed, but the spirit hasn't changed and the desire hasn't changed. And that's the most important thing because I can go out and we can look at different things and we can be up to date on the science of strength and conditioning. But what you can't replicate, what you can't duplicate, is the spirit of the building and the relationships and the love that we have for the players and the coaches. And that, again, that starts with guys like you, guys like Mike, things along those lines. And that's I really appreciate you, you know, having me on your show.
Oh, of course. You know, anytime you can get somebody of his Dean Bill Sidey at the seat, I want to go ahead and call the coach's heart and say Dean because that's what he is, the Dean. Of the school, he's the dean. He's a guy that's been an instrumental, been a father figure, been a coach to a lot of these guys that are here. Guys, listen, anytime you can deal with a program like St. Thomas, you can have a guy like Dean Bill Sidey running your program. It is a pleasure. It was a pleasure to have you here on the Tony Sands Show. We're going to go to a quick commercial break, and then we're going to tap into Mr. Warren Sapp. If you want to talk about who and which A in the state of Florida is the best A, and I've been telling them all week, there's only one true A in the state of Florida, and that is St. Thomas Aquinas is the true A. But we're going to dig into that with him because I know he is itching to dig into me with this. We'll come back. We're going to play two songs, and then we're digging into Warren Sapp here on the Tony Sands Show.
No one thought we would be here. No one gave us a chance. We surprised everyone but ourselves. Everyone who did not see us work, everyone who did not see us come together, we've earned their respect. But our goal is much bigger. We have fought hard together to win this round, and we have earned the right to continue to fight. But we want more. We need more. Four more rounds, and we must land the knockout punch in every round. We know this journey will not be easy. This is the playoffs. Everything is elevated. The energy, the speed, the intensity. Today, we must all match that intensity. So stand up, get loud, and help our boys finish the fight.
Welcome to the Tony Sands Show. My main man, a dude, Sap, what's going on, man? How you doing?
Hey, it's Victory Monday, baby.
And you know it. Listen, Sap, but I got to tell you now, you know, I've been all over the place since me and you talked last yesterday about the A's in the state of Florida. Let's dig into that. I know you are Parker. I am an Aquinas guy, and we've been digging into that. I surveyed that topic all over South Florida, and I'm quite sure you know the results that I am getting.
Lock it up. That's what they better be talking about. Let's lock it up.
Listen, I'm going to tell you what they're saying, Sap. They're saying, how could a Parker even want to face St. Thomas Aquinas? I say, listen, my main man, Warren Sapp, say, lock it up. Let's get it done. I even talked to Roger, because we're at Roger's in the building tonight. We're all in the building tonight here. It is championship night here on the Tony Sands Show. But those guys are saying, hey, ain't nothing to it but to do it. They told me to tell you. Now, some of them have been already, some of his coaching staff been jigging at that says, Sapp, that says, eight divisions. We won one, and we beat two other people. And the only reason we didn't beat the other ones is because they wasn't on our schedule. How do you assess that? How do you assess it, fella?
Listen, that sounds like all facts to me, brother. I mean, there's nothing there to assess. I mean, that sounds like all facts. And like John Quincy Adams said in 1800, facts are stubborn.
They are stubborn, that they are, and they're just facts. Listen, I told Roger, we got to get it. We got to get that going. We got to get it going.
Let's put Central on the board. That's a 6A. Then y'all would be going down, and then Apopka will go down with y'all. Or y'all come up to us. I mean, it doesn't matter. I'm from Apopka, and I've been adopted by South Florida football. I mean, y'all do a beautiful job of loving me. Like, I'm one of y'all own from the University of Miami. I go around South Florida, and I watch all the high school. I just want to match up. That's all.
But you say the University of Miami.
Well, that's where my South Florida roots come at, you know, because the University of Miami took me in, and then I stayed, and I love the weather and the people and the beautiful surroundings, and I love the football, and I go back and watch the Popcorn too.
Now you can hear Roger Harry, Coach Harry.
You know I love you, bro. You're a big brother to me, man. We go back way, way back, man. But come on, it's not just South Florida, baby.
Now listen, you hear what he say.
When you're the champion, you get to say what you like.
Listen, we have Coach Harry on the air with us, so we're going to dig deep into this one from a standpoint of, now, before we get into this fight, but let's get into one thing, because you did bring up the University of Miami. And as we know, the University of Miami has went through some changes from Al Golden to Mark Richt. What do you think about the hire of Mark Richt?
We got some good changes going on. The U is back open for business. If Mark Richt is the cane I know him to be, we back open for business.
As you know, you saw what he is a U guy. We can't forget that. Sometimes I think people get confused that Mark Richt.
You know what they think? They think just because he coached at that girls' school west of the Suwannee, that's what he is. But no, he's not.
Wow.
Well, it's not a girls' school
Florida in the A's.
I just want to know, Roger, can I call a Pop and say we got a date?
Hey man, we can definitely entertain it, you know.
Oh, that's all I need then. That's all I need then. I like it, cause we entertain it, then it'll get fixed.
Hey,
it'll get fixed. Then.
Hey, a Popka, home of one sack, who's been so good to me. You guys have done an extraordinary job. You represent the state of Florida. You definitely can't look past them. They definitely got a strong A to them. It would be a great battle between the Swine and Fay and the Popka A.
Yeah, let's put two A's together and see who come out with an A+.
Hey, North Border South, Country Boys versus the bottom. Let's go.
Now, we're not going to call it. Hey, you hear it. Listen, I'm going to tell you, I'm Aquinas till I die. And, Saf, I'm going to tell you, that A that we have, our A stands is embedded in gold. It's a gold A. Gold is the top outside of anything else you can get now.
Hey, listen, you're talking to a man that's covered with a gold jacket. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Hey, man,
we appreciate our Hall of Famer now. Ain't nothing but love out here.
Listen, I love everything. You know, I've been thumping your head for almost 20 years, and I love what you got going, and you do a beautiful job.
I love
that you got your two titles, and you will be defending it next year with a great football team and a wonderful program. But I just want to know. I just like the way you entertain it. I'm going to call the Pop, and we're going to see. We're going to see. We don't mind traveling. We don't mind traveling a little while. That is not a long trip.
Hey, I think it will be a great matchup between the chewing tobacco and the naughty dreads. I think it will be
great. Man, however you want to call it, brother. We country, no doubt about it, baby.
I love you, bro. I love you too, boy. This weekend, man. I appreciate the support this week. It was great seeing your face. I'm glad that you're doing well, and I'm excited, man, that you're back. You know, helping the youth out, man, and impressing your values and everything that you've been through, your experience. You know, you're just a great asset to us on the youth level, man. We love you. We appreciate you.
Thank you very much.
Hey, Sap, that was my main man, Roger Harriet from St. Thomas Aquinas, joining the show as he talked to Sap. If there's a possibility that we can play a Parker High School. Listen, a battle of the A's is what it is. A battle of the A's is what it is, Sap. But now, Sap, let's get a little bit into the NFL, because you are, as you say, a gold jacket guy. And you played the position of defensive tackle. You made it what it is. You made defensive tackles glamorous. When I say glamorous. But let's get into that. If you had a chance, which defensive lineman that's playing in the NFL now you would think that mirrors your type of play?
Aaron Donald.
Wow.
Which one?
Aaron Donald.
Yeah. Aaron Donald?
Aaron Donald plays a game with a chip on his shoulder.
Nasty.
Gerald McCoy plays a game lovely, too. Fletcher Cox up in Philadelphia plays it like it should be done. I love J.J. Watt. You know, you just, when you hunt the quarterback like that, I mean, that's a dessert. And if they're going to let you lick him, you make sure. But, I mean, just inside guys that, you know, just get the job done. I mean, but when you talk about my position, is Aaron Donald right now. Aaron Donald, Fletcher Cox, Gerald McCoy, those three.
Now, you list Aaron McDonald, Gerald McCoy. Now, tell me this. What makes up a defensive tackle? For those young guys that are listening to the Tony Sands Show, what makes up a dominant defensive tackle?
Oh, man. How much time you got, buddy? Nah. We're going to make this easy. We're going to make this very easy. It's stance, alignment, and assignment. And once you go from stance, alignment, and assignment, now it's everything else is to get off the penetration, the eyes, the hands, the feet. I mean, it's just a repetition. I mean, you have to work at this. I mean, it's something that if I say to you, see a little, then you'll see a lot at the defensive tackle position. That's what it has to be, because linemen don't lie. If they line up and they snap that ball, this is a reach block. Guess what? They're about to reach block you. there's no lie going on. The biggest lie you get told in the trenches is a flash trap or influence trap. trap. Those are the only two. That's a full lie and a half lie. Those are the only two lies you get told in the trenches. Everything else is coming at you. If it's a double team and they snap that ball, guess what they about to do? Double team you.
And you were the guy that consistently was being double teamed, but a guy that also was able to achieve and master that position and get you a gold jacket. But now tell me this. Out of all the quarterbacks that's playing the game now, because I know you had a special bond with Brett Favre, to where you love psyching Brett Favre, which guy now that's playing the game now that you would have loved getting the opportunity to sack?
Other than Brady, because I mean, the guy with four championships, you always want. You want the guy. You want that. You want that. You want that skin on your wall. No doubt about it. But other than him, it's got to be Andrew Luck for me, because I've never in my life seen a quarterback throw an interception and then go make the tackle. he does it on a regular basis. I mean, he'll throw a pick and then go make the tackle. You're like, wait a minute, was that a linebacker? And he's like, nah, that was Luck. Like, nah, that was Luck.
And now, it's ironic that you bring that up, because Andy Dalton went to tackle somebody. And it cost him possibly the season.
I ain't say Andy Dalton. I ain't say nothing about the red rifle. I ain't say nothing about that.
Look, you said it plays like a linebacker. Dalton tried to do it and play like a linebacker, and it possibly cost the Bengals his career.
See, that's the whole point of knowing your box. So you got to know your box. You got to know your limitations.
That you do. And like you say, Andrew Luck does play like a linebacker. But now,
he is like one too.
But Fab, you are also going to be in. Tell me about some of the things that you got going up, especially with your football camp. Let's get a little bit into that.
You know what? I got my showcase going on. It's me and AMG presenting the football showcase on January the 16th, Fort Lauderdale, Florida. For all the shorties out there, you come out there and earn your scholarship. You know, we got a showcase where you showcase your 40, your vertical, and then we're going to turn it over to a camp, and then we have a speaking part where the guy going to, you know, educate them about the recruiting process and all the different things. Because, you know, I went to school 25 years ago when I graduated high school, and there's definitely a different process going on. So we have some people over there that can educate them on that, and I'm working on a nutrition list so we can be able to get them some food advice about, you know, getting away from the junk. You know, when the turn-up, we ain't talking about turn-up. We're talking about getting you some vegetables into that diet and getting yourself right and getting that machine working, because a good foundation in education and food will take you wherever you want to go in athletics, because now you have the knowledge and now you have your machine ready to go work, and we're going to make sure the kids have all that knowledge, and we're going to get it off to them and see if we can get them off to school.
Now tell me this, if anyone is interested in attending the Warren Sapp, what camp, what do they go about, you know, who do they got to contact, what's the number that they would need to contact for?
I'm digging in the phone right now. Hold on. Keep talking.
No problem, brother. No problem. That is the man, Warren Sapp, joining the Tony Sands Show. We're live here at Kilt the Kilt in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Myself, my co-host, Kelsey Dutton, is joining me. And it is a pleasure to be able to have a guy, a Hall of Famer, a gold jacket guy like Warren Sapp joining the Tony Sands Show. And we want to make sure that each and every young man that is listening, that you do get that opportunity to.
Here we go. Here we go. The phone number is 786-521-5233. And you can go on the website. It's information@amgathletic.com.
And, Sal, let me tell you something, man. It's going to be a pleasure for me to dust off my shoes and come out and teach the running back. So, yes.
I had to call you because it's not very often that you can be standing in the room with Marshall Faulk, Tony Sands, and LaDainian Thompson. And those are the three men with the most rushing yards before these young boys just busted up with Gordon and them other boys. I had all three of them in the room at one time, and I just sat there and thought to myself, boy, I sure love the running back position, but boy, these are three dogs I got right in front of me right now. And I had your speed dial, and I looked down my list, and I had Adrian Dentley there. I said, you know what? I'm going to add Tony Sands to that, because there's nothing like a little wiggle back and a little grind in between the A and the B gap, too, because you got to be able to do it all if you want a shot at the big time or to go off to college. So I'm going to give them all love. And Tony Sands, you are a wonderful running back, boy. I was looking at the numbers when the boy from Alabama was running all that. Then I looked down and saw Tony Sand had 58. But I say Tony almost had 400 yards. That's when you won it.
Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. You know, and it's ironic. I look back at it now. You know, I was the first guy to go over 400 yards, but I lost 4 yards in the game. So that put me back to 396. And I'm going to tell you something. When I look at the stats on that, because I still have the stats that framed it for me, my mind and my eyes go straight to that -4 that I lost earlier in that game. It is crazy.
Always. Because that's the perfection we seek. That's the perfection we seek in a football game.
We always
gonna look at that one play like, boy, how did I lose 4 yards on that play? I should put my foot in the ground and got on back to the line of scrimmage.
Because I tell people all the time, you know, I went 396, which was a great feat. But 396 and 400 seems so different.
I got one for you. I got 96 and a half sacks. And if you add the playoffs, I got 102. You know the difference between those two? that's like six seasons right there.
That's what I'm saying. We look at what we should have had more than what we have accomplished. But then I also, and I tell people all the time, they ask me, a lot of people ask me, what mean more to you? What shows more durability? To carry the ball 58 times or have 396 yards? I tell people all the time to have 58 carries in a game back in those days when we were running in the eye means more to me than 396 yards, because the yards will get broken before the carries will. The carries still right now, Sapp, has me in the College Hall of Fame.
It better, because you had 34 in one half.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly, man. Listen, Sapp, hey, I want to keep bringing you on, man, when you get time, because I want to keep pumping up your camp. Guys, if you are out there, Warren Sapp Camp is the camp to attend. I will be in attendance. I will be teaching running back this. And I'm going to tell you, I'm going to teach you how, so you don't have to pat your head. Warren, that's one thing that drives me crazy about the athletes nowadays.
Yeah.
They pat their head so much. I'm like, come on, brother. I don't want to give nobody else the glory. So if I pat my head and I let you come in and get some of my reps, there's a possibility I may not never get back in the game again.
You talking about T-H-O. See, I call that T-H-O. Took himself out.
Yeah. exactly what it is.
Yeah.
I T-H-O. Take myself
took him,
out.
Took himself out. Ain't no way. Uh-uh. You got to come get me. Ain't no way I'm coming out. I mean, it's unbelievable that there's no such thing as a three-down running back anymore. It's amazing.
And that's what blows my mind about it when I look at him. I'm like, how do I watch you on a roll as a running back? You're on a roll as a player, and all of a sudden you pat your head to come out. You're on a roll.
T-H-O. T-H-O. You know what the T-H-O saying, Tony? Because it's very simple. They N-G-E, and that's not good enough.
You called it. You called it on. You hit the nail on the head. They are not good enough, and it's amazing. I guess we are a lot different than they are, because I guess they come up in a system that tells them you're supposed to share. Back in our days, we told, nah, buddy, you know, I love you, but I got to have this. When I woke up in the morning, Sapp, I wanted to see my name and my name only. Not that I share it in cares with somebody else.
Well, they got next year. That's what I always thought. You know, I'll be out of here in a minute. You can have next year. You can have a garbage tire. Which one you want?
Which one do you want?
Which one you want?
What's up, man? Hey, as I told you, brother, we got to continue to talk. I want to continue to pump. This thing up.
You got the number. Use it.
You know I'm going to use it. I want to bring you back on the Tony Sand Show, because, listen, we ain't finished with that battle of the A. We're going to make that
man,
happen.
Listen, man, it's very simple, man. I congratulate St. Thomas Aquinas on the 7-8 championship. I was standing right there, did a very dominant performance. After the first three and out punt, it was nothing but a rolling stone after that point. And I was like, ooh, somebody that got caught up in that blender. And the blender is on number 9. And it don't get pretty. It gets ugly and ugly fast. I mean, it was a beautiful night. I mean, it was a truly beautiful night.
Beautiful night.
I mean, how many is that for y'all now?
Oh, man, that's at least, I know our coach that retired, he has 9. So that's 9 state championships? 9 state championships, and how many appearances is there?
Hey, man.
Okay, 12 appearances with nine.
You don't want to bring up the losses. Just take
your
win.
Yeah, we don't want to bring up the losses. We know that's
just
nine.
Take your win. Just don't take your win. Cause we don't show up to the get. We don't like to show up to the dance and walk away with the little trophy. That's no fun.
Yes.
That's no fun. Mm-mm. That's no fun. Uh-uh.
At all, man. Listen, as you said, show up to the dance. I'm glad that you showed up here at the dance on the Tony Sands Show. We'll continue to bring you on because I want to continue to pump the camp, and I want me and you to continue to talk toughness here on the Tony Sands Show.
Anytime you ready, brother. I holler at you.
I got you, brother. Thank you. We're going to go to a quick commercial break here on the Tony Sands Show. We're going to play some music, and we're back talking football here on the Tony Sands Show.
Yeah. Hey, man, with my real Dennis Marcus, man. You feel me? Through the real nigga walk through for me, hey.
I be feeling like the man when I walk through. I ain't saying what you're saying when I walk through. I got all these people staring when I walk through. I done made a few bands when I walk through.
Watch me.
Hey, why me walk through?
Watch me.
Hey, why me walk through?
Watch me.
Hey, why me walk through? I done made a few bands when I walk through. I done made a few bands on the walk. People don't know, now I don't talk to.
Nah.
Me and Problem in the brief, he a boss too.
Problem.
Sitting at the round table making balls move. I don't walk through with Gucci on my feet.
Gucci.
Who got more money, you or me?
Me.
I'ma walk through usually with my dream.
We're back here on the Tony Sands Show. We have finally got our technical difficulties corrected. Myself and Kelsey Dunley. Listen, we got a chance to speak with Warren Sapp. He gave you yes. How he feels about Apopka High School and things that he wants to go on with Apopka High School and what Apopka should be doing when it comes to trying to play with the big boy. I know he's gonna kill me when I talk to him about it, but it's just, hey, they're trying to play with him. Because we are the big boys. We are state champs by none. They cannot play with the big boys. The battle of the A, but it is what it is. But Kelsey, here it is. St. Thomas, Champions Night, he was trying to get Mike Logan on. He was in the mix of catching a plane. He had technical difficulties, but Mike Logan will join the show with us next Monday if it's plane. If his plane does not land before that time, now let's dig into, you know, we got Planning in Central, Booker T, and St. Thomas. We make a clean sweep, and as we talked about earlier, now do the Florida High School Association starts saying that they want to change the way the districts are aligned to make districts tougher, especially for the South Florida team. They were, do they check it to see, do they want us to battle each other and knock each other off to make the road a little tougher so that way we don't go up to the state and blow teams out?
I think if you look at the way things stack up for a top-tier program like St. Thomas, definitely. You're going to get that from the state. Any type of championship setup where you got the organization or committee that runs that league would look at something like that. And I think right now they're in a two-year contract, so they're going to take a year to look at that. So I think it'll stay the same way for another year. But it will be in the works. And I liken that back to where you look at what happened with the Serena Williams and,
the Williams sisters.
How the tennis committee of the league, they said, they will not make it.
We can't,
they will not
we're gonna
make
put
it.
Them, we're going to put them in the bracket together.
Yeah, to face each other
always
early.
Always to exceed each other
and
make them knock each other
off.
Guess what? That is considered their championship because that gets more ratings than their championship. So they get a chance to get two ratings at once instead of one at one time.
Yeah, instead of one at one time. They get one early and then they get one late for the championship.
Correct.
So that was a smart move by them. I, you know, as an athlete, you probably wouldn't want that. But then, you know, looking down the line, I think that's what the state, as far as the high school state organization would do to try to combat
that.
Yeah, when you're looking at a top program like St. Thomas, hey, you know, they're just getting started, Tony. And we know that the talent that they have over there
is unbelievable.
It is what it is.
And hats off to Coach Roger Harry with the stuff that he's doing over at St. Thomas and his staff.
And his staff. Wonderful staff that he put together.
And his staff and the way that he is leading his staff in the way that they teach young men to be men. Because there's a lot that goes into. People don't realize what goes into being a coach. You become a dad, you become a coach, you become a friend, you become an uncle, whatever the title that may falls up under the title of the umbrella of mentoring, you put on that title.
Whatever that athlete needs. Whatever they need.
And something, you heard some athletes that came on the show, they said, he's also a spiritual guy too. And gives them spiritual advice, and he is that guy. And that's why I am glad that a guy of his standard is leading that ship in each and every time that we call on him. That's what I love. He comes here to the Tony Sands Show because he knows, guess what? The Tony Sands Show back St. Thomas Aquinas High School. Kelsey, let's get it. Let me tell y'all something about Kelsey. Let me tell you a little bit. Every time we get here, I know he don't want me to tell it, but every time we get here to tilt the kilt, and Kelsey makes the order so different. I tell Kelsey all the time, make the order simple. Get your burger. No, he wants to find out who's cooking. He wants to get bacon, take the lettuce off. I just get my usual. They know, hey, I get mine with me a sweet tea. Kelsey wants to dress it up. He has the, you know, Kelsey is a, you know, what they would call, and that's why we match so well. You know, the Tony Sands Show. We match so well because, you know, I'm that, as they would call, I would be considered that, you know, that guy. Kelsey's that preppy guy. Kelsey's that guy that you see walking on college campuses with his penny loafers on, with his button down. I'm that type of dude to where you see I've got on a regular shirt, some jeans, and I'm just trying to do
that. You just got on some sweatsuits that say,
there you go.
That say college athletics.
That's it. That's me. Kelsey going to make sure that he has on, every time he go to class, he could be going to meetings with a coach. And Kelsey's going to have that button down. He's going to have on some nice slacks.
Doctor sweater.
He's going to make sure his hat,
look, you know.
He's going to make sure his hair smooth. He just going to walk. You're going to know when he walk in the room. And that's how people, you know, that's why we gel so well together, because Kelsey has that prep. I'm that dude that when I step in the room, I demand attention, because that's just me. But we are a different type of attention. When people see me out, they mainly see me in sweat. So when they see me get dressed up, it's something different to them.
Yeah, they're not used to seeing it.
I know, they used to see it, but I spend so much time in sweat.
Or smediums, what we call them, smediums.
Wait a minute, hold on. Now, a smedium means guys, listen, let me tell y'all
something. Okay, yeah, tell them your background about the smedium.
Let me tell you about the smedium. I don't know, if you ever go to my Facebook page, at one time, when I finished playing, you know, this was my way of fulfilling my need. I went and became weightlifter. I, you know, got up to about 240 pounds. Some dudes said, some people would say that I could walk on my hands because my arms were bigger than my legs. And, you know, I was benching 5 out of 5, but then I didn't like that. I liked that what they call that a European type look, the way you can wear that clean suit and it fits you good, because I couldn't find them.
Some sharp tailored fit.
Yes. So, you know, I went and changed the way my whole body looked. Now, I wear smediums because I like my waistline to show. I worked hard for it.
Right.
So I want, you know, they call mediums that are very small.
Yeah.
Is what they call it. Now, they call smediums, you know, that's what they call it.
So he's still in my size, basically. I gotta go a size up because my size is already going by the time Tony is still in my size.
Wait, hold on. Now I ain't still a size. Don't let him tell y'all that, because I didn't steal his size. It was my size because I've come down to his size. Now I'm in my high school weight now, Kelsey. Now don't fool you.
What are you at? What are you at right now?
My waistline right now is 32, bro.
32?
Yeah. What's your waistline?
You know what?
What's your waistline?
I'm a 31.
Okay, 31. He's a smaller guy than me.
My body structure has changed tremendously, and he has me by, you know, I'm younger, so yeah, he does have that. So
now listen, my wife don't beg the difference when she hears this number, because she say I'm always hurting up by 2-3 years. But I, you know, I'm about 2 years away from 50 now. Understand that. I'm 2 years away from 50, and you know, I still love my sex appeal. I love it. It makes me who we are, who I am. You know, it is what it is. I love my sex appeal.
He got his sexy back.
Yeah, we're live here at Tilt the Kilt. I'm with my main man, my clean cut dude, Kelsey, and you with the sex appeal man, Mr. Tony Sands, here on the Tony Sands Show. Guys, listen, we're going to bring some of St. Thomas' finest, the guys that are behind the scenes when it comes to what runs that machine.
Yeah, what runs that
machine. Roger is the head of the machine, he is the captain. But in a ship, in an operation, you have the captain, you have the co-captain, and you have the engineer guys that's down in the engine room. making sure that the motors continue to run. When we come back here on the Tony Sands Show, we're going to take a quick commercial break. We're going to play one song. Best of both worlds.
Best of both worlds.
Here on the Tony Sands Show. Commercial.
Yeah. Hey, man, with my real new Dennis Marcus, man. You feel me? To the real nigga walk through for me, hey. I be feeling like the man when I walk through. Ain't stuntin' what you saying when I walk through. I got all these boys staring when I walk through. I done met a few bands on the walk through.
Watch me,
hey, why me walk through?
Watch me,
hey, why me walk through?
Watch me, watch me,
hey, why me walk through? I done met a few bands on the walk through. I done met a few bands on the walk through. People don't know.
We're back here live at Tilt the Kilt in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, on the corner of Andrews and Lauderdale. Oh, beautiful theater. They got the doors open. We're on the big screen. We are loving it here at Tilt the Kilt. Listen, it is the place. Let me tell you something. As I was telling you before we went on break, man, my producer plays the best songs in the world. As you noticed, he played that song right on time because I told you I walked through with the swag. And he played Walk Through. And he knew exactly what it meant. He even played today. Not only for me, but that's for the St. Thomas Aquinas, because people know who they are when they walk through. It is what it is. They are truly state champs. You guys, let me tell you something about the food. The food is lovely. I eat it all the time. I have one thing that I love when I come here. Kelsey makes it difficult when he comes, as I told you. Kelsey makes it very difficult. He like his bread sunny side up.
No, not today.
He like his bread.
I work with her today, right?
Yeah. You know what he did? I got to give it to today with the first day that you made it like mine. And then he had the nerve to say, well, I didn't get it like yours. I kind of got it to where, you know, if I get it too hot, you know, I might have to run off the show.
But you saw what happened to it. That plate was
clean. Yeah, that plate was clean. Then he wanted to take my plate and get my blue cheese. Get my, wait a minute, hold on. I'm like, wait.
You know, you always need two blue cheeses. You know, she only gave
him
one. I'm always
need
two blue cheeses.
I don't know why, but you say the word blue, and there's only one scoop in South Florida that represents blue. And that is the St. Thomas Aquinas. Raiders, I am a St. Thomas alum. Kelsey is a St. Thomas alum. But now, listen, when we talk about St. Thomas, a lot of people tend to want to talk about offense. But defenses win championships.
Yes, they
and
do.
They must understand it. In the years of the Ravens winning, it was Ray Lewis and his defense that was winning championships.
Right.
When you look at St. Thomas and you look at that state championship and you look at how many points they held their opposing team throughout this whole playoff run.
Yes,
right. If I'm not mistaken, being that Vera did not score, I think that goes, when you look at state championship quarters, no one has scored a single touchdown, I think, in 10 quarters, I think it was. But not only that, St. Thomas, you know, when you look at Rogers, one of those five guys to win a state championship at two different schools.
Right.
At two different schools. And a lot of that, if you notice, they could not score.
Yeah.
And that
didn't stop.
Playing like, and there's only one guy that's behind him. He has a bunch of troops, but there's one general that runs them. One general, and that's my main man, Matt. Listen, you're joined the Tony Sands Show. You're joined by St. Thomas Aquinas, the general that runs that group. Man, tell me about what makes up the makeup of the group of support?
First of all, makes you happy.
No problem.
A lot goes into it, and it's far from just me. So we got a great staff, great head coaches. We do a lot of different things. We got guys just coaching one guy. So we got guys just coaching the same position. We got a guy just coaching the rush line. We got safeties coaching, corners coach. So we're blessed. You know, when you get school like this, so much. We got guys out there. We got guys that are all American college players. A lot of knowledge comes from these guys. And it's a group effort. We break the film band together. We come up with a game plan together. We still have the same stuff. know, I got a lot of feedback from some other coaches throughout the playoffs. And I think the biggest compliment that we've gotten, you know, this entire thing was that we have so much stuff. We have so many players. We have so much missing. We have so many looks that we're hard to care for. We can start out with 3-4 and move to 4-2-5.
Because I see you guys change that defensive front. I watch you guys change that defensive front. I'm all of that. I'm the first time I see where I really study what goes on in the defense. I'm not hopping somebody. That's my team to watch what goes on in offense. But I see you guys at times go through the D4. You go to that 44, to that 31. But now tell me this, coach. Here you go. You get ready to go into playoffs. And all of a sudden, you lose your best pass. What goes through your mind? What did you tell your defensive line? Now here we go. What did you tell your defensive line about? Now we've lost both. What happened?
I'll be honest with you. We didn't have to come in. We just stepped up. I think that's fine, isn't it?
Correct.
Very green and inexperienced, and you know, not a lot of stuff through the year.
Correct.
You know, I think we just had to spend a little bit. Man, the last 5 games, 6 games. He was a beast. We had Colin Nace, who was a warrior. Dealt with shoulders popping out every game. And top of that game, he's going 2 plays later. He kind of took on the mantra. It wasn't even next man up. It was almost last man up. He was straight from the bottom of the barrel. So we had sophomores.
How young is it?
Trey Mixon had over 1,200 yards receiving.
Now, you're going up against a guy like that, a passing attack. And I saw what you put Asante Samuel. Did you feel that was a matchup that you guys were going to do?
Asante on track?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That kid's a
pretty good player.
Is he?
Yes.
He's a good player.
That reminds me, I don't think he's in the shot greens category. Yeah. He's going to size rounds. He's smooth. They use him as a decoy as much as they use him as a, So, he always knew where that kid was.
I think Samuels was up to the task.
He was up for the challenge. He felt, okay, hey, listen, I'm a young guy. This is a guy that I'm going to put on. I think they gave him. I didn't even put him on.
Yeah, 7-8.
Yeah, okay, now here I go. I'm a Asante Samuel. And that is a famous one, but I want to show you guys that I'm not part, I am part of that pedigree, and I want to stand on my own. And I think he was up for the challenge because I got a chance to talk to him after the game. He said, I want that challenge. I want now. What is that like for him, a young guy? He wants to get all the same. If you look at him, he's able to he's one of the best guys in the state of Florida when it comes to the receiver.
You didn't know him, you know him now.
Yeah.
That kid is special. Kind of saw this from the bottom up in the last year. I've never seen a DB even six times. I haven't seen a kid with that many interceptions. He must have had 20 at the same time. It's 3 weeks.
Yes, yes.
He's jumping around and so instinctive. He's very technical sound. He's special. I already noticed a little bit. We lost him.
He wasn't even 100%.
No.
But he was still winning places, and I think he got to go a little bit more. But now, you put a guy like that, you say, okay, young guy, this is your job. I think he probably hadn't heard it from his dad. This is the best of the best. You got to go down there and shut him down. You got to do what you got to do. Because a lot, I felt watching that film, that's who they was going to try to go to a lot. They've been trying to go to him a lot because he's had so much success. And that's why I said, I had to watch him.
Well, we're going to give some time off. I mean, this is a long year. That's a 15, 16, 17-year-old kid. So I never played this long. I'll tell you that far. But we're told him today. We're going to be late. We're going to know you guys are going to get back into it. I know you're going to some of you guys might have four guys to spend one night. Take a few weeks off. We're talking. This year seems more than others. A lot of kids in basketball, wrestling, a lot of kids coming on the track this year. So I think the ball is going to take care of itself. And then generally, we usually start to move on the side.
Coach, man, listen, it's been a pleasure every time I come out to St. Thomas to see you guys, making these guys, holding them accountable, understanding. But there's guys that work here, that's a man, that protects them out of it because we are that little program. And we, as a mom, we go places where we can play the out of state. We wear that 8 crown, so we want them guys to understand, hey,
definitely.
We want you guys to wear that 8 crown, and you guys are doing guys like yourself. And like I said, coaches can never get enough credit. I don't care what nobody say. Coaches, you know, even my son, when he plays, you can go to a coach. Sometimes you can't go to a coach and tell your mom what you're looking on. And it becomes that village to take that whole village to raise that one child. I truly believe that. So I embrace that. And a lot of parents doubt that you're able to embrace that. Some of them don't because they feel it's a knock against their parents, but it's not.
Yeah.
It's an advantage that you have to enhance your family. That's what I call it. and it is what it is. So it was a pleasure to have you on the Tony Chat Show, man. I see you blinging the ring.
Yeah.
I mean, the 2014 ring.
Looking up that 44 and 6. We're ready to see you.
Four rings. I think Riley has nine. So he just one thing is short.
I know.
That one thing is short.
You might have to talk to him.
Talk to him. Let's make
it 10.
Let's get that last call. Yeah. Make it 10.
Let's get it started.
You get the 10, it is complete. Listen, coach, we want you to come back. We want you to get 10. 10 looks better than 9. 10 looks way better than 9. Yeah. It's like
you got that other thumb is just hanging out.
So that way, when you go to a meeting and say, what's wrong, coach? I don't know. All my fingers are heavy. Not one. Another remind me when we was in Hawaii with Mike. Mike, and they were saying, they introduced Mike as, you know, Michael Irvin, a guy with, what I got, three Super Bowl rings. Yeah. And Mike got on there and did his little thing, boom, boom, boom. And then the guy from San Francisco 49ers came up. He said, yeah, but I, so-and-so, and I have four of them. Mike said, I've never been trumped like that. But God said, he has four rings.
Yeah.
And, you know, Mike said, never that often that I'm in a room to where God trumped
me. He had more rings than what it was.
Man, I enjoyed myself over in Hawaii. Huh? I got a good football, high school football also. But, coach, it was a pleasure. We're going to go to a quick commercial break. We're going to come back and we're going to continue to dig into football and sports here on the Tony Chat Show. This is Monday Night Football, and we have the Miami Dolphins
and the Giants, the G-Man,
Eli Manning, and Ryan Tannehill, who will win on this Monday Night.
They're going to win tonight. Dolphins going to win tonight. Did you see them throw back
unis? Man, listen, uniform game. Listen, uniform now, outside of us. Oh, hey, Thomas.
We see the alumni.
Yes. Don't nobody make a splash with uniforms and shoes the way we made a splash. We were viral. We're going to go to commercial break, and we're coming back with more St. Thomas Aquinas. This is championship night at Tilt the Kill here in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, on the corner of Los Solis and Andrews, the beautiful downtown sleep here on the Tony Sands commercial break.
I stay smoking on good Jamaican. From different races, you get money, they started hating.
I woke up in a new Bugatti. 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 I woke up in a new Bugatti.
We hating on riches a bit. $100K I spun that on my wrist. $200 spun that on you. You mean your model, put that on my list. Oh, there he go in that foreign again. Killing the scene, bring the core in the end. Murder she wrote, swallow a choke. Hit her and go home, we'll call her again.
We're back here on the Tony Sands Show. I am Tony Sands along with my co-host Kelsey Dudley. We're live at Tilt the Kill here in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. This is St. Thomas Championship Night, but you also got a chance to hear guys like Warren Sapp, Coach Dave Betty of the University of Kansas joined the Tony Sands Show. Now we're here with one of our guests, one of another St. Thomas Aquinas, one of the phenom. I call it phenom because it is what it is. He is that quiet but assassin type of killer. And he has a championship ring to go with it. Welcome to the Tony Sands Show. What's happening? Because I'm taking your name. We'll give him the You ain't missing your daddy. He can have him. This young man here tonight deserves. This is your night here on the Tony Sands Show. State championship takes over everything. Let's get into it now. You guys are state champs. What does that feeling feel like? And I don't know what that feels like. Kelsey don't know what that feels like. You're the only one that can tell my audience what that feels like.
We're two alumni that don't know what that feels like.
I don't know
like.
What
so,
that
feels like. Come on, you gotta help us out.
Let us know what it feels like when the clock starts striking and you know there's a possibility. Well, you know there is. You got to state champs because the score was so far that it didn't even make a difference. And he says a dream come true. Now, you're getting ready now. This thing is open. What's on the horizon? University, let me tell you something. When you go to Illinois, you know, have you taken your official visit yet? You take your official visit. You go see JC. James Poppin. My dude. I trained James. Tell JC I said he better take care of you. As a matter of fact, I'm going to text him after the show and I'm going to tell him to be your host. And make sure that you have a good time in Illinois. What make you think of Illinois? Now you say great academics, because I'm hearing you say academics, so I know that's got to be first on your list of things that make Champaign. What you want to major?
Sports and a minor in business.
What's management? So that means, what do you see to take this major? What do you want to go into? Going into working with the team, working for yourself,
possible agent
in the business after you finish playing.
Right now, I see myself working with the team.
We're talking to Dominic Thielman here on the Tony Sands Show. I am Tony Sands. We're talking state championship. We got to find out. He's going to Illinois, my man. JC is in Illinois. He is having a ball up there. He loves it. But you got to go to the cold weather now. Go to the cold weather. This is how far. You got to enjoy the man. This time of year, you can put all that up. You can
that
put all
that work.
How do you think you're going to adjust to the cold?
I have roots. My dad's from Minnesota.
Okay, all right.
I go up there and snowboard a lot. So when I was actually on there,
now you said one thing. You go up and visit, but the ultimate goal, know you are coming home.
Right.
But now this is going to become home for you. How do you handle where you know now? Every day that I go out, it's cold, buddy. It's cold. I ain't going home tomorrow. I ain't going home in 3-4 days. I am here for at least 5 or 6 months before I see sunny South Florida. How do you handle that? Ain't that easy?
But one thing my dad has been very clear to say is if you have aspirations to reach the highest level, not teams or in seven teams. So you would have to much for it. For me, I'm a mentally tough kid, so I'll try my best not to let it affect me. Like,
and I like what you just said about you being a mentally tough kid going up to Champaign, Illinois, and being able to handle yourself in the cold weather, big program, big team program. I think that is a major part that helped you throughout this season in playing with a top-tier group of receivers. You kind of had to take a smaller role in working with them, but you stayed mentally tough and were able to look at the end of the tunnel now, come out with a big time possibility and going to a big time program in the Big Ten. So I think that that's a good part of you, and going forward, you should definitely make sure that you stay tough mentally. And I think that that stands out about a kid like you.
Guys, that's Dominic Philbin joining the Tony Sands Show. We're going to jump into this Monday night game a little bit. When we come back on the other half, listen, we're going to close out here on the Tony Sands Show, because our guest list has been just that, a guest list for you to wish for here on the Tony Sands Show. Michael Irvin, due to his travels, will join the Tony Sands Show next week. We're going to get into that with him next week. Due to our technical difficulties and him traveling, we could not miss. He called the show now because he wanted to dig into this state championship so bad. I was talking to him and said, listen, man, you got to get me on, because I want to express to the fellas how much that win meant. He felt like he should get a ring because he run up and down, he coach guys, he does it all.
He might tell them,
hey, listen, Roger, hey, I'm calling. Whatever it takes to buy me one, I want one.
Get an extra order.
Hey, you talking about a guy with 3 Super Bowl rings and a Hall of Fame.
And look at this, Dominic, do you know that not only us, not only Tony and myself, two alumni, have not gotten a state ring, but Michael Irvin, another alumni,
you don't have a state ring. They got was sexy. That was Titus. That's the furthest that he got. So
you were around with big things, big rings, big things.
For him winning that state championship, it was like he won. You notice, he was taking pictures on the sideline. One time he was taking pictures, right? And his son had to get in on I think it was punt. It's a punt. And he dug it in. You know, we ready to take pictures. We ready to celebrate and win. Yeah. That's just how it goes down in St. Thomas Aquinas. On the sideline, it is exciting. And it's a pleasure to have you on the show. Go to Champaign.
Illinois.
Tell your mom, don't buy your jacket here. Wait till you get up there, because they're thicker up there than the
other.
My mom wasn't fortunate enough for finance, so I had to buy mine from here. I had to go to
It wasn't the Burlington's back then.
No, it wasn't Burlington. No. The place I went was like, look, was the Lord. You know, I had to go.
Hey, mom.
I'm talking about Fort Lauderdale, that's the corner of Sample Road. And 441, it's a Walmart over there now. But
yeah,
it's right over there.
Casino's over there.
You can get it from nowhere else, you know, everywhere else. You talking about Sears Town at that time?
Yep, Sears Town.
Now, wait a minute, Kmart wasn't no small.
I know they were. That's why I named
it. Kmart is there.
They don't say Sears Town.
So I had to find that. I had a chest, a big old chest that I had to go with. I'm like, man, what am I going to do? They got to get one too. They could have got in a chest, and they could have just shipped me just like that, but I was paying for the airfare. That's just how big the trunk was. Listen, man, enjoy yourself and continue to do what you're doing here in school and continue to make yourself proud. Because we all are proud of you guys. Hey, it is what it is. We're going to go to a commercial break. We're coming back here on the Tony Sands Show. Don't stop the hour.
Being on some chips, we go 0 to 100, nigga, real quick. They be on that rap to pay the bills, and I don't feel that shit, not even a little bit. Oh Lord, know yourself, know your worth. My actions being louder than my words. How you sold, I been still sold down to earth. Niggas wanna do it, we can do it on the turf. Oh Lord, I'm the rookie and the vet. Shout out to the that I holding down the set. All up in my phone looking at pictures from the other.
We're back here on the Tony Sands Show. Hey, Kelsey, we've had a guest list that's unbelievable. Yeah. Kelsey, want to get into this Miami Dolphins, New York Giants. I'm going Giants tonight. Kelsey said the Dolphins wearing these new unis, and they have Don Shula. They're going to throw back to Nate Moore and Drew Pearson.
Look at the unis.
They're going back to the –
That looks like
like Mark Dupin, Mark Drake. Mark Dupin, Mark Drake. You think, listen, you see that right there, don't you?
And I'm not even a Dolphins fan.
But listen, but you see Odell Beckham, don't you? And he's sealed up. He got a clear shield. He is sealed up. He is sealed. I don't, listen.
Tony, I'm watching this one tonight. I'm watching this back tonight. You got two top-level receivers.
You talking about Don Shula.
And that's my game.
You talking about Don Shula on the sideline like that's going to bring him a win. Don Shula ain't going to bring him a win. Don Shula ain't going to bring him a win. Odell Beckham making sure that.
Motivation. Like my man say, motivation. Like my man T.I. say, motivation.
How many wins have motivation won? Put it that way. How many?
A lot.
A lot?
A lot. Because we,
Come on, my brother.
Come on. We go back to the Orange Bowl days with UM, and we got the – well, what did we lead in with? With Mike leading with his speech, his inspirational speech.
Man, I –
to the team, and the team – went out there and handled business and all the things that was spoken
Listen, I'm gonna do a survey right here in the house. Let's see. I think I see a lot of Dolphin fans anyway, so I know Dolphins gonna win. How many Giants fans thinking that the Giants gonna win in the building tonight? How many Dolphin fans thinking that the Dolphins gonna win tonight? Look at that. I'm going Giants in the building. Next week.